The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning. Welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful morning, yep. Mr. Rector.
Here in downtown Rock Hill,
South Carolina's
most honored station. I just heard that. I like that little riff.
They got all kinds of awards.
Yeah, they do.
I remember when I first started to get them, and then they came in droves for a while there.
They actually put us up for an award this year. We just missed out on it, so maybe we'll try it again next year. I think you have to do it a couple of times to get in there. So
you were that close.
We were.
You were that close.
We could at least... They only take the top two, so all we know is we were third, at least.
You were third. Straight Talk is in there. We don't know if it's won the whole thing yet or not.
Straight Talk is one or two.
Yeah, so this will be a three.
You don't get invited unless you're one or two. So.
Well, I don't know. I think if you'd have placed there, you probably would have got the invite,
That's what I mean. We would have.
Oh, most definitely,
Third, they don't invite you.
Oh, yeah, no, third.
Third, they don't count.
Might be somebody miss out and they'll have to call us the last minute.
Somebody.
Don't call us on Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, though. We're doing our show.
That's when you're doing the award-winning magic. Yeah, I get it.
The Straight Dogs wanted a bunch, and then.
Yeah. Well, Manny does a great job with that.
Greenville Station had one, I think.
What time is he? Is that 12:30?
12:30, Monday through Friday.
12:30 to 1, Monday through Friday.
He's been doing it 5 days a week.
At Substation 2. He does it on remote.
Since Moses.
84, 85.
Something like that,
He came in 84.
That's right.
At Substation 2 on Cherry Road. So if you don't know where that is, that's the substation that does all the fun signs. We actually have been in a sign war with them before. So we need to get that going again.
You're not going to beat Charlie.
Well, people love my sign. That sign is, if you have a sign marquee, you can change the words. That's a really good way of advertising. Other than radio, it's very good too. But and all the new things people do. But I still like the
Charlie
old school stuff.
Charlie was doing it when you were still a
sailor. Well, he was. But I couldn't help. I wasn't there. I couldn't participate.
I like the one he had last week. He has... sub sandwich and PWs is a good way to beat the heat.
Oh, yeah. So he's teaming up with PW. That's why we had PWs in our little thing, too. So, so what about this week? This weather was about as high as it gets. Downright miserable, but I mean, that's.
All I know is Tommy constantly complained.
Well, you know what? I took a different attitude this week. I said, just embrace it. And we only get so many hot days a year. So just check them off. That day is gone, and one day closer to fall. So
well, the storms
came. I'm counting down the days.
Pollyanna over here.
The storms came through, blew all the corn down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they go put it back up.
Oh, wow.
For the fifth time, it was getting tired.
Oh, gosh, man. Well, we had a little storm last night out toward the river. A lot of people call it a lake, but people from Rock Hill call it the river because that's what it was where they dammed it up, I guess so.
People live out there, what you call it, the lake. I know. It's more prestigious.
I like the river.
That's what I was told.
But they had a lot of wind out there last night, blowing people's umbrellas in the lake and all kind of stuff. So then I was at my house. It barely drizzled. You said you got rain in the front yard and wasn't rain in the back.
I didn't say nothing. She
Rhonda
said that.
Did.
It started in the front, and it was not raining in the backyard, and all of a sudden it started drifting over to the backyard. So.
That's how scattered these storms are this time of year. It's just nuts. We went to Waxhaw Wednesday night and drove back through, and Fort Mill was getting pounded, and crossed Catawba River and came into Rock Hill. It was barely rain. I'm like, come on, man, I need some of this rain. And then it started again. So I ended up getting 3 inches Wednesday night.
Wow.
And my dad lives out adding a church. He got like 1.1.
We got that much.
I must have been right in the heat of it, I guess. And the cloud, you know what? The clouds were, I always like to see how they're moving. They were moving from northwest They were coming down from the right of Charlotte, down across that way, which is a way you never hardly ever see clouds move that way.
I've never seen that.
Usually coming from Atlanta, moving up from Gulf Stream up toward here, and the mountains, they do a lot of protecting for us because they're right there, break up the storms.
They're calling for them again this week.
Yeah, so there's like a 40% chance of rain now till Labor Day, basically. It could about rain every day if it gets over 90, and yeah, there's a lot of scattered storms. Pop up little storms.
That's what they called it on the weather this morning. Pop
and
up
a heat lightning the other night. It was popping pretty good. So.
She came home from church and told me it had been raining a while.
Yeah.
And I finally heard the thunder.
Yeah.
And it lasted till 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Every time I woke up, it was flashing.
Little Davey was sleeping then. He don't wake up.
Oh, I do.
I don't do anything at 5 in the morning.
I go to bed at 5.
And we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, all AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Back, awesome, man. I think Steven's Matt's away. I think he's still probably coming back from Fripp Island today. His beach trip thing. So Steven's over here spinning the tunes and getting us through this today. And he's going back a few years, but he's bringing up some really good rock stuff.
He's bringing out stuff I ain't heard in 40 years.
We went to break with Rainbow.
That's right,
which
you
is
did.
Really good song, man.
And came back with Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep, wow. And we'll be back with more music shortly. You have to listen to us for 5 minutes and you get more music.
That's right.
Okay, so briefly touch on my way here for what I need to do to my grass. Right
so now, you know, even though it's hot and it's hot for you, all your grass, which you have Zoysia and Bermuda, they love the heat and they need to be fertilized right now. So you think, oh my God, it's 90 degrees. I can't put fertilizer in my yard. Well, yeah, you can. Our fertilizer doesn't burn. There's probably some you probably shouldn't put on your yard burn, but we sell slow release fertilizer. And the Bermuda Zoysia grass is centipede. St. Augustine is using all its energy up, eating the food. So it needs to be fertilized and keep it cut low. And if you can water it here and there. But like I said, we're getting good rain here. This is a peak time for it to be growing. So
and watered it since 2001.
Yeah, watered since, okay, 2001. So it obviously doesn't need
first round.
Once it's established, if you've got a newer yard, you may have to water it here or there. But my old fescue, I had to water it a little bit this week. But cut that thing back off Wednesday night. So I haven't probably only watered five or six times this whole year.
Like, I think Fisky was done anyway.
Yeah, well, you make it tough by, you know, by doing that. We've had all this rain. The fescue looks about as good as it's looked. And even if you do have a fescue yard, you can put iron product on it now, which doesn't cause it to burn or anything. It won't make it really grow. It just gives you that dark green color to last to the fall.
Just been slow release.
Yeah. So this is the iron product we sell is called a 6111. And the one for the Bermuda, Zoysia, Centipede, St. Augustine is a 20025, which gives you a lot of potassium, which helps the plant maintain water. And
that helps root growth.
Yeah, everything. So all around good. Like I say, Bermuda, you can mow it low, Zoysia, all that lower. Fescue, you want to mow it high, a little more ago. And if it won't go high, do it in transport if you're doing the. If you have a ride mower, don't even put it down. Just leave the deck where it is and just skim over the top of it because it keeps the roots shaded, helps keep what moisture we can in the ground.
That's all fescue.
Yeah, fescue, yeah. Bermuda and all that, you can cut it on down 2 inches or as low as you can cut it. A lot of people's yards aren't level, and we're selling a lot of sand right now. People are getting out there leveling their yard, which is a lot of work, to be honest with you. I've got a guy's number at work for top dressing. He can come spread it on your yard. But the old school way is just get that big bag of sand to get a shovel and just sling it and take a rake, turn it upside down, brush it in, smooth it out best you can. And you want to do it little by little. You don't want to dump a whole truckload of sand on your yard.
I'm thinking I need a truckload.
Yeah. You have to at least see the grass coming through there. You don't want to put so much sand you can't. It looks like a beach out there. It's not.
Where's the worst of the pine tree that got killed by Hugo?
Yeah.
And we built it up and it's settled.
Yeah.
So it's pretty deep.
Yeah. Well, now's the time to do that. Going probably through Labor Day, I guess, to while the grass is growing. You can't do it.
He's too busy straightening garden pants right now.
Yeah. Well, don't put more on Tommy's plate. You were talking about corn. Well, I told you I planted some corn at my house, and I have one little harvested, four of them, the other night. And Teresa made last night. We had a Mexican kind of themed dinner, and she made it into street corn. It was really good. So,
You harvested 4 ears of corn.
How about that? Yeah,
I'm impressed.
And I've got about probably 6 to 8 more on the rest of the things, and the. They'll be ready. That's pretty early for corn, wasn't it?
Well, but when you plant it.
Well, when I bought them, they came. I didn't plant the seeds. They came in a tray, and they were about 6 to 8 inches tall. So I've really never seen it. Like I was like, dang, this is cool. It's already there. Plug it in there, and boom. So.
Used to people come by looking for corn plants.
Yeah.
We'd never done it before.
I'm having fun with my garden, so I've gotten some strawberries. Zucchini, squash, tomatoes. I have a pimento little plant. It's got some on there now, and the peppers are starting to. They've been kind of slow this year. I don't know what's wrong with the pepper, but cucumber plants they got like 50 blooms on. I got two of them. But they're hard to find in there. If you ever go down looking for a cucumber, you don't see it.
You got to dig.
And then you look down in there, and the thing's like 12 inches long. I don't want it to get that big.
We have raised gardens at work.
Yeah.
We've been harvesting peppers, hot peppers, bell peppers, yellow peppers.
Yeah.
We've gotten field peas.
Mm.
The tomato plants, all the tomato plants are just full. I think all of those are going to come ripe at one time.
That's what happens. And welcome to the South when you want a tomato, then there's so many tomatoes that everybody's giving them away everywhere. So,
we've got a pumpkin plant. We've got a couple of white pumpkins.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go take a break, and we'll be right back. Gardener's Bench.
I'm going to talk about life.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy.
Hey,
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Gardener's Bench. Here every Saturday morning, 8:30 to 9.
WRHI, yep. 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide, yeah. WRHI.com.
Steve Crump, my buddy, used to run Rolling Hills Nursery for 43 years, 8 months, and 3 days.
45.
Was it 45?
He ended up 45. Yeah. It was 43.
It's getting longer. It's like the fish story.
43 years, 9 months.
Next week, it'll be 63 years he was there.
I forgot how happy he is.
Well, he had a great nursery. And people always ask about it. What happened to Rolling Hills Nursery? Well, I said, well, the man worked for...
They retired.
100 years out there. Man's got to retire.
Tommy couldn't do it by himself.
No, he couldn't.
Pat and, got me yeah. moved to Winston-Salem, and I got yeah. sick, and
yeah,
it was just too much.
It was a lot, but I was he had a good run with it. I'm David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms, and we're on Celanese Road, Old York Road, 161, whatever you want to call it.
I know it's Old York Road.
Beside the graveyard, across from the junkyard, beside the wood place.
You folks in York County go call it Celanese.
Yeah, that's right. So we're open today, 8 to 2. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And I would love to see you come out today. We got summertime. We've hit a little spell where we sell this Amish-made poly furniture. And people are hot and heavy about the furniture right now. We're getting a lot of looks out there, and people are coming and buying stuff, and been kind of nice. So
I saw you had a rent chairs out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I put some up there by the road. We're doing a little sale. Those wild colors, we'll give you a little extra off of those.
It's bright.
Yeah.
Can't miss them.
Yeah. You got to do something up there to slow the traffic down. So and you want to see some good looking Bermuda grass, come on out there and look at my front yard up there by the road. I cut that thing yesterday. It's nice, boy. Looks good. Cut it on my little battery riding lawnmower.
I didn't know you had a
yeah.
battery riding lawnmower.
Thing's so funny. It doesn't make any noise, you know, until you cut the blades on, but it's operated by batteries. Yeah. Kind of goes
fuel efficient.
It's a little zero turn, a little more. It's good for a homeowner's yard.
It's like the Tesla of riding lawnmowers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be associated with that, maybe.
No, they're friends again. It's
that's right. I'm more of a fuel guy, but this little battery stuff is pretty cool, man. I got the blower at my house, and I got a push mower at my house, and I never go get gas. I just plug in the batteries and takes them 30 minutes to charge, really, so it's not a big deal. Now, the rider at work, that thing has 6 batteries in it, so you got to plan ahead for that. But it'll cut about 2.5 acres for it on that charge.
Just so pray it doesn't catch on my power.
Yeah. That'd be under my seat.
The batteries can do that.
Yeah, they can, yeah. But we won't pray for that. And I'd say again, pray for our neighbors, Justin Domer, Rustic Roots, had a fire in their showroom and actually Justin's house because he lived back in the back. But the community's raised a lot of money for him. You can go on Carolina Fresh website and there's a scan thing to donate money. Last week, I think Rhonda looked up, it was 20 grand had already been donated. And this is what happens to good people. Justin did some work for some people off Rawson Road. These people, they go up north during the summer. They gave him their house till October to live in. So
that is fantastic.
This community is awesome. It's awesome. So people around here, when something happens, people lift each other up. And I have to throw another shout out to another friend of mine, Grayson Snyder. He was involved in an automobile motorcycle accident. He cooks barbecue and stuff. That's his main business. My son Michael helps him a lot with that. Nothing Butts, I think is the name of their thing. But they're having a fundraiser tonight for him at Slow Play Brewery. So come out and to help him with his bills.
Where's that
and
at?
It's actually the old Foreman's.
Oh, really?
By Winthrop. So
really?
Right there in that little circle, one of those circle things they brought down here to help us drive.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting used to them. I'm still not a fan of them, really. So.
If you knew how much that would cost you,
probably wouldn't want it.
It was well over $250,000.
Yeah. Well, anyway, come out tonight to that. I think it's 6:30 at Slow Play.
Was Regal Remedy or whatever it was called for the farmer's market, was it still open?
The farmer's market?
The Legal Remedy is now the
Legal Remedy is it got bought out by...
Journeyman.
It's actually Irish bar, but they still make a couple of their brews are still brewed back there.
Okay.
But as far as like a business front, it's not anymore. So
it's changed names.
Yeah, but Slow Play is a brewery and where I used to take my lawnmowers. Kind of funny.
Yep.
Sit there and drink a beer where I used to work on lawnmowers. I bought many lawnmowers from over there. That was a good place, man.
You did too, didn't you?
Yeah. Good people, the Foremans. So,
yeah, he was straight up.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. Trying to help people. That's all he was doing. It's all you can do when you run a business, treat people the way you want to be treated. And
he took care of us.
Hopefully be successful. So, all right, looks like we're going to be going to our last break, and then we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Just one look. and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back, and it's gonna be a lovely day out there. I just saw a guy riding a three-wheel bicycle down the road. Those are cool. Used to have one at work.
I just saw that.
I miss riding a bicycle. Going to have my granddaughter, little Amelia. I taught her how to ride her bike a year or two ago, and when she comes over, we ride bikes, and I love that because I used to ride my bike all over Rock Hill, man. Don't tell my mom. I used to drive almost to downtown from Rockdale, but she's listening now. She probably knows. I did go the back way. I didn't go down Salute. I went down through the back roads.
I really don't think she cares anymore.
And I was at the Winthrop, the sneaker ball they had to raise money. I won a bicycle. I haven't picked it up yet, but it's at the Coliseum. And I think I'm going to get somebody to drop me off of it and ride it back to my house.
Cool.
I did it one time in India Hook. When you come down from Charlotte, down back toward my house, toward Millwood, over that way. That's a big old hill. Let's just say I didn't make it up the hill. I was walking my bike.
That's a hill. That's a big hill.
You don't realize how big that hill is. Like, yeah, but it's fun coming down it.
It's fun coming down it, going up this.
Going up's another way. So
I watch the guys when people ride bicycles on ours, and the road in front of our house has got a steep incline, and I don't know how in the world they get the bicycles up that hill.
That's dangerous riding those bikes on those narrow roads. I did ride my bike to work one time. I went down Ebenezer in the morning with people half awake and texting, and I'm like, I ain't doing this again.
I think it's.
They do that.
I did do it. I can say I've done it once, so that's good. You didn't ever ride your bike to work, did you?
I don't even have a bike.
He probably hadn't had a bike since he was a kid.
He was in the mountains. That was hard to ride him up there.
We did, but it was hard.
Traces in Oregon, man. That was up and down hills where she lived. That was a little bit more challenging.
We had hills that were 2 or 3 miles long.
Get out there and ride your bikes today, man. That's a good thing.
Just take plenty of water with you.
Take some water, that's right, and watch out for the thunderstorms. And
I can't even sit on it.
Yeah. Come on out to Carolina Fresh. We're open 8 to 2 today. I'm going to head there here in just a little bit and hang out with the guys for a little while and get some stuff straight for next week. We are closed next week on Friday and Saturday, which Friday is the 4th. So we'll be closed on the 4th of July. And we're also closed that Saturday. So, man, I'll be coming in here next week and we'll have to go to work or nothing.
I thought Wednesday was the 4th.
Nah, it's
Friday. Friday.
Yeah, 3rd is.
Your birthday's Tuesday.
July 3rd is a party at my house. Come on down to Millwood behind LA Fitness. There's a party 7 o'clock. We have music and hopefully somebody will bring fireworks. I'm not sponsoring the fireworks, so it's time for somebody else to do that stuff. Getting too old for that. Did y'all used to do fireworks, Steve? I think everybody
does.
They
doing the red, white, and boom?
I think that's actually on, is it on the 4th?
Actually, I think there is.
Yeah, red, white, and boom downtown Rock Hill. Check that out. That's awesome. Fireworks, I can hear them from my house. I just can't really see them.
Yeah. I loved it when the fireworks was at Winthrop.
Yep.
When I lived in the condo, I could sit out in the cul-de-sac and watch the fireworks.
All right, well, happy 4th of July, everybody, and we'll see you
next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.